Welcome into the Did You Know Show here on this May 18th. Trevor Grady here, joined by Cody Felicia on the show today. Great to have you here, Cody.
Thank you, Trevor. It's good to be here.
Yeah. You want to kick us off with some of your facts?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a lover of the moon. I love the moon so much, and I can't tell you why. I just always have. You could say I'm a moon child. I like to say that. But, you know, I found this really cool fact about the moon, and I'm really excited to share it with you. So here it goes. When the moon is directly overhead, you will weigh less. You will weigh less when the moon is directly overhead. And this is true as per the calculation. It is said that a person will weigh 0.48 grams lighter for a 100-kilogram person. When the moon is directly overhead, they are going to weigh 0.5 grams lighter, as the moon attracts you in the same way it attracts water when it makes tides.
Interesting. I was going to say, I wonder if it has like the same thing to do with like tides and stuff.
Absolutely.
That's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, I loved that one. I was like, oh yeah, we're sharing that today.
I love it. That's good
Trevor,
stuff.
Trevor, what do you have?
All right, so mine is, did you know that one of Ben & Jerry's namesake co-founders can actually barely taste food? So
Ben & Jerry's co-founder can't taste food?
Yeah.
What?
So his name is Ben Cohen, and as a kid, he was diagnosed with amnosmia, which is a rare sinus condition that renders him unable to smell. And in addition to that, he has a very limited sense of taste. So when eating, he would enjoy the texture of a food more than the taste. So actually, before starting Ben & Jerry's, anytime he would have ice cream, he would add pieces of random food to it just to kind of give it more texture and stuff like that. And of course, in recent decades, Ben & Jerry's has become a signature ice cream. And a lot of times it has ingredients mixed in, like chunky fudge, Jerry marshmallows, swirly caramel, you know, anything you can really imagine. And the company even actually pioneered cookie dough ice cream. They were the first company to
Don't you forget that chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
Exactly. And part of the reason they created it was because they knew that like having pearls of cookie dough batter in it would result in a satisfying mouthfeel for everyone, including Ben Cohen.
And so, me too.
Yes, and me as well.
Wow, that is really crazy. I mean, he relies on a lot of people, doesn't he?
I know, exactly.
For flavors and stuff. Wow,
yeah.
That is really cool. And yeah. I love Ben & Jerry's ice cream. My fave, like Friday night movies. It's Ben & Jerry's and popcorn.
Yep,
for sure. I have one more.
All right,
is that okay?
For it. Yeah, for
it's
sure.
A small one. It's a short one. So, I am is the shortest complete sentence in the English language.
Uh-huh.
And true as it is, to make a sentence in English, it should both include a subject and a predicate in the sentence. I is a subject and am is a predicate, and also expresses a complete thought. Thus, I am is the shortest sentence in English.
Interesting. Just three letters, two words.
How powerful, though.
Yeah.
How powerful is that sentence? I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. See, that's a good one. I like that one.
A lot can be said with a little.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah. Simple's better. Less is more.
Yeah, exactly.
Less
right.
is more, Trevor.
That is awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show today, Cody. That was fun.
Thanks for having me.
That's it for the Did You Know Show today. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the last one of the week at 2:45 p.m.